And I always would tell people, I don't cheat. I copy. Like, that's what I would say. I'd go, I always get consent.
It's inspiration, you know?
I'd go, I always get consent before I copy.
Okay.
I was never looking over someone's shoulder like this.
She said, what?
How could they do something like that?
Are you serious?
What a thirsty MF-er.
Not good. She's absolutely dead to me.
That's because she died.
I'm Sterling Mulberry.
And I'm Blair Payton. And welcome to
Bad Behavior,
a morally questionable podcast
where two unqualified friends,
two unhinged comedians,
determine once and for all what is good
and what is bad. Hello and welcome to Bad Behavior. I'm Sterling Mulberry.
And I'm Blair Payton. In each episode of the podcast, a guest shares a morally questionable story from their life, and we decide if they are in the right or the wrong.
Can I tell you one thing that is categorically right?
Tell me.
Oh, having a pool. I am loving the amount, I hate to be like this, I'm going to sound terrible, the amount of pool parties I've been attending. I've been having a blast.
That's great, but it's now after Labor Day, so we have to accept that it is now officially fall.
Well, yeah, you are kind of hitting me over the head with that, kind of saying that every single day, but I hate to break the news. It's going to be about 90 degrees in Los Angeles through November. So I am in the pool for at least a few more months. I'm in the ocean for at least a few more months and loving it.
I'm not a big pool person.
Well, of course, you're an indoor cat.
One, I can't swim.
Well, that's
and
true.
Two, I don't know, like even going to the beach... I like going to the beach, but I don't want to be on the beach. I just want to be able to see the beach from the pool. But with that said, I don't really care that much about getting in the pool.
So it seems like you want to see both the pool and the beach inside a home.
No, I'll sit beside it with a cocktail, but I don't necessarily want to get in. Because here's the thing. I don't look good wet, okay? I don't look good wet or windblown, so...
Well, you don't know that.
No, I do. I've seen
pictures.
No,
you don't.
Yeah, I've gotten out of the shower and I looked in the mirror and I was like, that's disappointing, you know? So I don't want that publicly seen.
I just think that it's hard to know what one looks like because you can't see yourself get out of a pool. And getting out of a pool sometimes obviously is humiliating, but sometimes one of the coolest things you can do and like kind of sexy and hot, but you don't know what you look like because you're the one getting out. It's not like there's a
now,
mirror.
I beat a D because when I go to my parents' house, they do have a bathtub. And sometimes I just want to
Getting out of a bathtub is very different than getting out of a pool. No one looks good.
But I'm just saying, I spend so much time in the shallow end that I think a tub is the equivalent to a pool.
Oh, I guess that's the truth.
Either way, I'm wet and I don't like it.
Okay. Well, our guest, absolutely hilarious comedian and actress in LA. Please welcome Juliet Prather. Well, Juliet, welcome to Bad Behavior. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you for having me. I'm really excited.
Now, I have a question. In our pre-show stalking, you are doing a show where you are playing a 40-year-old entertainer.
Of course.
Now, I want to know, what are the characteristics? How are you channeling a 40-year-old?
Mostly through, okay, so she's a Southern mom. She's a Texas mom.
Okay.
So it's sort of been... through, I think the scientific term is through observation. I think that that's what, you know, watching my mother, my father, I'll say more so, is she sort of is an impression of my father.
And your father is 40?
And my father is actually, at this point, I don't want to talk about it, but he's actually 77. Yeah, so
okay.
It's one of those things that he keeps getting older.
Well, you answered that good, because that was a test.
Oh my God.
As someone who is 40,
oh.
I was going to be like, how are you being mean to my people?
Right, yeah, I'm wearing like, I'm going to have an old wig on, and yeah.
I knew it.
Okay, well, you passed Blair's first test of today.
No, it is funny, because I'm now like, you know, 30, 31. I'm closer to 40 than I've ever been. And it is, I am like, I think I need to raise her. She might need to age a little bit.
You were very brave and just revealed that you're 31 years old.
I know.
And,
I don't know why I did that.
Yeah, we'll bleep it, obviously. But selfishly, and to be brave myself, I turned, you'll never believe this, 30 just yesterday.
Happy birthday.
Oh, it's okay. Don't worry. It's over. Now I can stop being embarrassed. I feel like on your birthday, I get like embarrassed to be seen outside.
Right.
Because like, I'm like, everyone knows.
Right.
I'm like, feel like I'm walking around. I'm like, I guess I should say it, you know? Like I just.
When you're ordering coffee.
I'm like, yeah, okay. Just so you guys know, it is my birthday. How did you feel about that? Because obviously I'm actually now day two, but do you have any words for the wise? How did that kind of treat you as a year?
I'm going to be honest with you.
Be honest. Be honest. It's okay.
It was a hard year.
The worst.
It was the worst.
It was the worst year.
It was like, I don't know, turning 31 for me, it was a gift. You know, it was like suddenly I feel like I've been accepted amongst the 30-year-olds. Like when you say you're 30, they're kind of like, okay.
You're 29.
Yeah. Are you 29? You know?
Feel like I've watched all these videos or like I'll get TikTok videos of people being like, girls, remember, Carrie was 32 or something like that when Sex and the City started, and she dated and met so many great guys. Like, you have time. And I'm like, this is a fictional character. Like, people are treating it like, I'm like, I know you're trying to be supporting, right, but that was a character written even by this, a man.
True.
But yeah, but obviously I love her. Great.
I feel like, okay, so you probably felt this. We probably, you know, whatever, the pandemic, I don't know if we all sort of remember it. It was this insane couple
of
years.
I heard about it.
Well, I was young. I was in high school.
You're in high school.
A long time ago.
I know. Yeah. Me as well. But I was like in my late 20s. So I felt like it was so strange. I was like, suddenly I was 29 and I was like, what's going on? 31 finally this year, it's caught up a little of like, okay, it makes sense that I'm this age.
Can I ask, when did you leave Austin?
At age 21 or 22, right after college.
And then did you go to New York?
Yep.
Okay. And then when did you move to LA? We're really putting the timeline together.
Well, okay. So I moved. Okay. Here's the whole life story. I went to my first year of college in New York at the new school because one girl in my high school went there and I was like, that sounds good. You don't have to write like an essay or something. Or you only have to write an essay.
And what did you major in and what was your GPA?
Well, I worry she just did 1 year. So,
well, maybe there's a 1 year certificate.
I had a 1 year certificate there. And I think my grade point average was fantastic. I don't really know. I don't know. With the new school, it's very much like I got there and I was like, this is a lot of like, I think there's royalty that's going here. Like, I think this might be like a placeholder school for a lot of people. Like, I was kind of like had my book bag, like ready to go to school. And there was a lot of other people. I was like, I think you might be here for the backdrop or something, which God bless. You know what I mean? But I ended up transferring to a school back in Austin to finish school. And then when I finished college and I majored in psychology and my GPA was like 3.6 or something like that.
That seems high.
I think it's pretty solid. I was on the dean's list. So, you know, okay. That felt really good.
We only have people on that were on the dean's
okay,
list.
Good, so. good.
Okay. So then you graduated and then?
And then New York improv. I said, I've got to do improv.
So wait a minute. When during your classes, when you were learning psychology,
right,
that you were like, I know this person, like, I'm assuming, I'm just going to like top of my, I'm just thinking that right. You had like a practice session with a client and they were talking about something traumatic and you're like, this could be funny. Is that, right. Was that the moment where you're like, I want to do improv?
So here's something interesting. When you're an undergrad.
I was like, I don't know if you do that
no,
in psychology
when you're an
major.
Undergrad.
Well, I would know. I didn't have a high GPA.
It's pretty much like I'm taking classes where we're like talking about Pavlov's dogs and stuff like that. Yeah. You know,
I love puppies.
No, seriously. And if you love puppy psychology, is for you.
Okay, great. Okay, I'm going to make a note of it in my notebook.
I don't know. I started taking improv classes in college and kind of was like, this is so much better.
When you started doing the improv, did it help your psyche, if you will? Were you starting to feel a certain load lifted or happier?
Yeah, definitely. I it was such a release.
Okay, wait. So what year did you move to New York City, if you feel comfortable saying?
I feel comfortable.
For the second time.
Because we already know my age. I moved in 2015.
Okay, wait. So you got to New York City and you said, okay, second time's the charm. Were you loving, hating? Were things hard, easy, soft? I don't know. How did you feel first year or two back in New York?
I felt good. You know, I went with a couple of girls who I did improv with in Austin and we like sort of all went up there together. So it was like fun post-college. Like I had never not had homework in my life until that. So I just was feeling so free and amazing. I was living in Bushwick in a windowless apartment, like just felt, you know, just it was magical. And I was having fun, moved up there with a boyfriend that quickly imploded in a major way. So that ended, like, it was kind of a mess, but when, like, looking back, I'm like, that was a mess, but I was having a lot of fun and I was like ripping through UCB classes, just absolutely.
When did you feel that itch? You said, I'm feeling the pull to another coast.
I feel like it was like kind of 4 years in, like something like that. I was like started being like, I hate New York. Like it started like that started happening, which is like, you know, it's push and pull with New York. You're like, I hate it. I love it. I can't believe it. Yeah, that sort of thing. And then I just was like, okay, I'm from Austin. I have some friends that moved to LA. And I was like, they just seem to be happy. Like they just seem, which is like not really true. But I just was like.
They were actually just medicated.
Yeah. But I was like, I don't know. Maybe I would like it. Like I always like had a little idea about LA, you know. And then me and my boyfriend during the lockdown, we were in New York the whole time for that. And we're loving it. But it was like.
You were loving lockdown?
I was loving lockdown. I mean, I actually problematic opinion. I kind of did love the lockdown a little because I
kind of did too.
Like I was on unemployment. You guys are crazy.
You guys know you could like kind of fake lockdown if you wanted. Like you could just stay in your homes.
Well, but I'd need that money from the government.
Yeah. And something about it being mandatory.
Yeah. Where I was like, I wish I could go out. Oh my God. I wish.
Okay. Wait. We haven't finished the timeline.
Okay.
She's in LA. We did it.
No, but she didn't say the year.
Oh, okay. All right. 2022.
Oh, same year I did. Amazing.
Oh, my God.
Well, we did it.
Okay,
our time to LA.
Okay, well, that's it. It was so great to talk with y'all.
Thank you for coming on. We just needed that brief timeline.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Okay, so Juliet, we have a game we play on this podcast called Heaven or Hell.
Okay.
And this is a game we are going to present some various scenarios for you, and you are going to decide if that scenario is heaven, hell, or if you're kind of indifferent, purgatory. Now, you've had many different shows that you've produced, hosted.
Targeting 40-year-olds.
Punching down.
You had a show you did called Industry Night, and you famously live in the city of Los Angeles. And so our topic of today for you is Hollywood. These are going to be some different Hollywood scenarios because you are an expert in your life and in the fictional lives you portray.
You attend a pool party with the who's who of Hollywood, Glenn Powell, Sydney Sweeney, Rachel Sennett. They're all standing next to the ladder, blocking your path. So you have to seal flop your way out of the pool.
Is that heaven, hell, or purgatory for you?
Absolutely hell. That is like...
But you would be at the party. Like yeah, that portion would be bad, but
you know my bottoms would be pulled down in the process, butt out.
And there's likely going to be a weird moan situation like, oh.
I go, sorry. Excuse me.
There's just nothing worse. Like, I feel like, I mean, my arm strength actually has been pretty good of recent, but I feel like when you take the brave step to do that hoist out of the pool, and then at some point you're like, uh-oh, I can't quite do it. And you have to like do it a couple times. And so you do that in front of like Glenn Powell.
And you know that it would have already, it'd be coming after a really already like forced awkward conversation where like, the of three course. Of them.
Or he's like,
Rachel,
oh, what do you
Glenn.
Do? And you're or, like, oh, you're like, I kind of.
Yeah, I'm actually producing a
similar
small
to what you do
show right
you
now. Know. Yeah.
Have you had an awkward seal flop before?
I mean, yes, growing up, of course. I mean, like, you know, it'd be like, you're hanging out with the older guys and you're like, just a sec. Like, and it's like, yeah, the bathing suit comes off. You're like,
excuse me. Okay. All right. Next one.
Okay.
So you're feeling down on your luck in Hollywood and are at a gym class with a friend. You guys look over and see Alana Glazer working out next to you. Your friend walks over to Alana and starts telling her about your latest script and asks if she'd like to read it.
I guess it's purgatory. Obviously, it's mortifying. You know, I don't mind someone else doing my bidding for me. You know what I mean? Like, I'm kind of, I can go like this, like, oh my God, I would never have done something like that. Like, and look at Alana like
head
this,
in hands.
Like, oh my God. She, like, my friend is obviously not in the industry like us, like, obviously. And I'd be like, but no, like, obviously, if you want to look at the script, you can.
My friend randomly is going to the gym with not Alana, but the other one. I won't doctor online, but we know.
Oh, don't. Yeah, sorry.
Anyways, but I'm kind of like, how do I weasel my way in? Because my friend's not in the industry. But I'm like, how can we use this to our advantage? Because now you guys are gym partners.
We'll go again. And then when she's working out, like, go to fill up your water bottle and just stop and be like, oh, Broad City, hey, I'm filling up my water bottle. Can I get you some water? Then you take her water bottle, fill it up like a nice person, then come back and be like, here you go. This reminds me of this scene in my script. You should read it. Boom.
Whoa.
That's interesting. I think let's workshop that.
Really good.
Let's workshop that.
No, I love.
I don't
that.
Know why we had to mention Broad City and water bottles.
Let's fill up your water bottle. I did do a gym class like with they were talking about Last of Us. It was like this couple like talking to the instructor. They were talking about it, and I was like, turned around. I was like, I love that. I love that show. Like, or whatever. I was like, I love that episode or whatever. And they were like, he was like, it's my show. And I was like, it's your show? I was like, in what regard? Like, I was like, what do you mean? And I was like, who are you? Like, I just.
Wow.
Like, it was like right after class, I was feeling like, you know, and his wife was like, he's the main, like, he's the producer on it. And I was like, great.
You're like, and that answered my question. That's all I wanted to know. And you were like, and my role is viewer.
I know.
All right. Next one.
Okay.
You hike up to the observatory with your lover at night. They look over to you and say, this one's for you. And they start tap dancing and singing City of Stars from La La Land.
I mean, hell. It, you know, it's, yeah, I would say.
Is it the singing or the dancing or combination of both?
I think the singing. I have historically, if anyone has ever tried to sing me a song, I completely shut down. Like, if they're like, I've written you a song, I'm like this.
Okay, wait a minute.
They sing their whole song this.
Yeah, tell us about this person who wrote you a song.
Okay, well, mine wasn't that cool. It was, I went on one date with this sweetie pie in high school.
After a first date?
Oh my God.
Yeah,
one date?
And, you know, it was like, well, okay, something about me, I'm bisexual. You know, I had to find a way to get it out there. Into yeah. Mm-hmm. I had to shoehorn it.
Yeah,
in.
No, that's good. That's
so
good.
Most of the dates I went on in high school, they were all with boys. And most of them, I was disgusted to my core. Like, I just was like, and unfortunately with this sweetie pie, I already felt that way. Like, it was like, he showed up and he got like a cappuccino and it was like in a really, really big cup. And he was like drinking it like this, you know, it was like getting out. And I was like, Jesus Christ, ugh. You know, like already.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then after that date where there was no chemistry, he Facebook messaged me and said, like, I wrote you a song on the drums.
Wait, did he send an audio clip of the song?
Yeah. And I was like, thank you.
Can you play it?
Oh, my God. I wish I kept it. I mean, it wasn't like, you know, it wasn't Facebook? That long ago. It wasn't that long ago. It was just high school, which was a couple years ago. But
right.
Sure.
Wait, a song on the drums. Is that just drumming or were they singing as well?
Just drum.
Did you feel like it spoke to like your personality? Like, did you see why he wrote it for you?
No, I couldn't see why. But and I truly was like, I remember even being like, I can't even really listen to this. Like, this is too uncomfortable for me. Even just like, and then I've never had anyone write any other songs for me. But I have like dated guys who were musicians, and they're like, "Can I play this song?" And I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Okay, your next one. You give your Instagram handle to a cutie at a bar. They begin scrolling in front of you and start watching your Instagram reels. I guess this could also be a new friend, but someone you just met and they're going to watch all your Instagram reels in front of you.
Oh my God. No, hell. Those, no one's supposed to see those.
No one's supposed to see those. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I thought those were private.
So you wouldn't get what if the person was just started because
I feel like Blair, you would love that.
I would, only if they have a positive response.
Yeah, but you would love somebody to watch your Instagram reels in front of you,
but only if they're enjoying it. If they're not, then that's a different story.
Right. No, yeah, if they were really like really loving it, I guess I'd be like, I guess that was pretty good. Yeah, I was like, you know, I'd go okay.
yeah,
you know, if they started quoting it or something, I wouldn't mind.
You're being an ally at a WGA strike when a distant acquaintance comes up and asks, what shows you've written on?
Yeah, well, hell, and I've actually experienced it.
Me too!
I went to the strike, and they're like, what are you working on? And I was like, what are you talking about?
Did you just lie?
I should have lied. I should have been, like, one of the biggest ones, I think, right now. I can't talk about it.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Okay, so Juliet, we've come to the portion of the podcast where you are going to tell a story where it's hard to tell if you were in the right or the wrong. And Blair and I are etiquette experts and will judge if you exhibited good or bad behavior.
So we've been talking a lot about high school, which was a couple of years ago for all of us. And mine, so this happened when I was in high school a few years ago. And I don't know. Okay, so there's like kind of a couple things. So I was kind of not good at math and science. You know, math and science is sort of, these were hard classes for me. And also, I was a little bit not gonna, I wasn't a totally scholastic student, I would say, you know, whatever. I was there for a social hour. And I, you know, what can I say? But I also like care. I like never wanted to get in trouble. And I was a nice kid for sure, whatever. But I'm in like sophomore year, in geometry, I was so bad. I fully was like a D student. Like she like, barely, you know, I was not doing well. And we had a big test and I didn't study in any way, shape or form. And I just like went to the bathroom, got into character and like went up and was like, could I please talk to you for a minute? Like, I was like, things have been like pretty hard at home right now. And I had a pretty bad panic attack last night and I couldn't study and I am like not in a good place. I was like, I'm just wondering if I could like take the test another time. And I remember she was like, of course, like mental health like matters. And I'm here to like this poor child, like, of course you can take it later.
Just for clarification.
Yeah.
These were all fibs.
It was based in truth. Things were a bit of a mess at home. That's true. But I would say for the most part, like I was coping well. Like it wasn't like I don't think I was having panic attacks. Sometimes I would get stressed out, but it was mostly like because sometimes I just didn't do my homework for a while. Like I'm sure some, you know, like in reality, it was like, I'm busy hanging out with my friends on the weekends. So
then I have homework to do and that doesn't seem fun. And I didn't do it and now I'm stressed.
And I'm pretty much really, really stressed now, you know.
Okay.
You know, and like she really like, that sort of like that was happening sometimes. I would do things like that. I was like, but that, whatever. I took the test eventually. And
did you
whatever.
Do better when you had like more time?
No, of course not. You know, I did horrible. She literally passed me. I should have failed the whole class. She gave me like a 60, whatever it was, and wrote in my yearbook, thank you so much for all of your hard work.
No judgment. I failed it. And I had to take geometry one, part one, my senior year. And it was me and a bunch of freshmen. Is pretty embarrassing.
Yeah.
You took geometry your senior year?
Yeah, I had to go back and take it because I was so dumb as shit.
No, you're not
this
dumb.
This isn't about me.
No, things were hard at home and you were stressed.
Shapes are confusing.
No, they really are.
Yeah.
I feel like geometry was kind of giving this proofs. Do you guys remember doing those?
Right.
Like alcohol proof?
Like ABV? Because I was very, very familiar with that in high school. That happened geometry, which we can already... You can sort of lay judgment upon me for that in itself. But as I was thinking about this story, I was like, actually, I did something worse to another teacher, more of a mark of a teacher. Like, it was in chemistry, another hard class. Sorry, math and science made me do it. But like, the chemistry teacher was this sweet old man, like, you know, 40 years old. Joking.
It was me. It was me.
Yeah. No.
I actually used to be her teacher. So this is a reunion.
He was like, 84 years old. He was like definitely like he was still teaching because he loved chemistry. He literally had a Honda Element that he got an Element because it was an Element. Like he like loved chemistry.
So he was on brand.
Like very on brand. He was just so sweet. And I was doing horribly in that class. And the only reason I had did was doing well at all was because I already was like taking advantage of all my friends in my life. Like they were all letting me copy their homework. Like, you know, like I'd be like, I'm just so busy with choir. Like, I'm just so busy with garden club and like, I'm just busy right now. And like, things are a little bit annoying at home as well, you know, whatever. So my friends were already like letting me do that. And then I had like gotten like a 40 on a test, you know, like a very bad grade or whatever. And the teacher, Mr. Lehman, this like sweet old like Texas guy, was like, Juliet, like, come over. Like, let's look at your grades. Like, let's look at everything you've done for the semester so far. He was like, right now, you're sitting at a D average or something, like barely passing. He was like, let's see. He was like, you got a couple more tests coming up. He's like, if you got this grade, you would be able to make a B if you would ever. And then I was like, what about on my other test? Like, if the one I got 40, like, I'm just so curious, like, what would my grade be if I had made like 100 on that? He was like, let's put it in. And he put in a 100. And then he kind of like, somebody distracted him. And then like, it was very clear that he like forgot that he had done that. And it had like raised my grade to like an A. Like, I like, and I kind of like was like, and I didn't say anything. And it like, raised my grade. And it was like, I remember like kind of being like, because I had kind of been getting away with these things, you know, like there was some, you know, you're in high school, you're trying to feel cool, you're trying whatever. But like, I remember telling my friends about it, and like, they were kind of like, that was too much. Like, you took advantage of him. You did, like, an old man who like loves science. And they were like, and you've been copying our homework all semester, and you now have a higher grade than us.
So then that grade stayed.
The grade stayed. I think I ended up getting a B or something in that class. And like, I could not tell you what a mole is. And I know that was a big theme in it.
Oh, you get them on your face?
I couldn't tell you what that is.
Whoa, okay. Okay, so these are kind of two instances.
It's two instances. You know, and I always would tell people, I don't cheat. I copy. Like, that's what I would say. I'd go, I always get consent.
It's inspiration, you know?
I'd go, I always get consent before I copy.
Okay.
I was never looking over someone's shoulder like this. You know, it was always like this. I'd be like, hey, Abby, I've been pretty busy recently.
Yeah.
But I just didn't have time to study. Could I please copy you? And, you know, usually I'd get a confirmation.
My question is, like, did this start to cause a rift within your friendships at school?
I mean, definitely people were annoyed with me. I could feel a bit of an annoyment, you know? And then it would become this sort of thing where I'd be like, well, now I have to just be honest with the fact that if I do it by myself, I'm going to fail. Like, if, you know what I mean? I'd go, at this point, I think we have to be honest that, you know, the synapses they're locked in. It's not, we're not building new brain cells. It's sort of how I felt.
Well, when they would get like mad with you or upset, would you do something special to say, hey, you know, I know I cheated and I'm doing better than you, but hey, I got you this ice cream sundae. Would you do stuff like that?
No, I never did that.
You never specifically did the ice cream sundae trick?
No, I never gave them any gifts whatsoever. And I'm trying to think of like how I helped them.
Yeah, was there like a tit for tat? Maybe it wasn't like grades or score related, but like you maybe invited them to a cool party in high school.
Or hugged them.
Of course.
You know?
I was very loyal, you know, socially to my friends. I wasn't like, and I was never preying on the weak in this. I was never like I wasn't a type of, I didn't have, you know, powers over boys or anything. I wasn't like going up to like the nerdy boys and being like, hey, could you please do this? Like, it wasn't working. It was usually amongst other strong women in my, you know, in my life who were smarter than I. And usually that sort of, you know, so at least that was happening. But no, I don't know if it was because even like my friend Abby specifically, who I brought up, like I was very good in English class and history, but like she was too. Like they didn't really need my help with any of the other classes. You know, I'd be like, I could help you with the essay. And they'd be like, it's okay. You know.
Now, do you feel like this behavior ever caught up with you? Like, do you feel like once you got to college, you were like, whoa, I'm like really underwater because I never like built the tools or skills to like study how it needs to be studied, or you felt fine?
Well, okay. It's for the most part at New School didn't, because I didn't take any math or science classes. I took psychology, but they were more like ooey gooey psychology. It was more like teaching us what empathy was or something, you know, like, and talking about social stuff. But, you know, I was a good time for all my friends. I did like give them, like, everybody still liked me, even though I would sometimes like ask too much of like asking for too much homework to copy or to, you know, whatever. But it wasn't until I was at St. Ed's doing psychology, and St. Ed's in Austin was very much more like their psychology department was more science-based. So I was definitely like not prepared for that. And I sort of tried to get in with this one guy who was a friend of mine. And I was like, kind of was like, started being like, can I copy this thing? And he just was like, no way. Oh, that's like embarrassing. Sorry about that. You know, I was like, of course I'm not going to copy it. Of course. Like, he was like, you just shouldn't take this class if you don't want to do it. And I was like, right. Right. And I was like, that's a good point.
Where's this individual today? Do you want to take a moment to thank him?
Yeah, I think I will, actually.
Because he put you on this new path, you know?
I mean, literally, I was like, I should do improv instead.
That was it. That's all it took.
You said, I won't copy, yes, and let me go spend some money at the UCB.
Yeah, I'll atone for my sins.
That'll do it.
Now, do you feel like who you are today? I guess that's like, what is copying today? Yeah, I guess I don't even know. Do you think you still have any of those tendencies now as an adult and even as a 31-year-old?
No. Well, I think that the biggest... Okay, that guy who told me, like, you shouldn't take this class if you don't want to do it, it was mortifying. In my head, I was in survival mode. It was like, I'm forced to take these classes. I'm never going to understand them. I just don't have time because I'm literally drinking beer. So I don't know when I'm
heard of it. This.
Well, you had to hydrate. So we
Like, I'm learning how to do a keg stand. So I'm pretty much full to the brim knowledge wise. But it was like in college, I was like, oh, yeah, you can the things you want to do, you should do.
Well, are you ever concerned? Let's say you are in the position where you are up for a role where you have to play a science teacher. Now, are you worried because you didn't take it seriously then and make the effort and schemed Mr. Lehman that, like, because of that, it's going to impair your ability to audition for this role correctly?
I mean, certainly I won't know what I'm talking about. I won't know the curriculum. That's for sure. Certainly. Yeah, I mean, it could come back to bite me in the butt in that way for sure. And I would deserve that for certainly, but I would be able to empathize with a science teacher who, you know, got schemed by
sure. Sure.
By I guess it really depends on the character arc is science teacher that gets schemed or a science teacher that has a lot of empathy maybe for a student.
But let me ask
scheme.
You this.
Yeah.
Let's say you're so desperate for this role and like you're out in the waiting room about to go in and you just start conversing with another actress and you're like, what's your method? What's your backstory? How did you get into this role? And they tell you, but you go in first and use that.
I would never. Thank God.
Okay. Okay.
No, this is good to like be tested and know. Yeah. I wouldn't do it because I would be too afraid. I can't believe I did. Sometimes I look back. I'm like, I'm so afraid of getting in trouble. And I always have been. And yet I was like, yeah, I skip school sometimes. Yeah, I copy. You know, like maybe if I hadn't done that, I would not be cool at all. Maybe that was the only thing in my life that was ever cool, is that I was like kind of a bad student sometimes.
Well, I'm torn, I think, because in some ways, this is a universal tale. I think this one, if you're not looking at other people's scantrons just a couple times, that's okay. You know, I say build school harder. But sometimes you do have to party with your friends. You have to be a little bit fun. And you do have to be like, hey, can I actually just see your homework this week? And that happens to even the best of us.
You're right.
It seems like you're not still utilizing those things today. And so I'm ultimately saying good behavior. And that one teacher could have easily remembered to go back into the system. It's not like he changed your score to 100. Then you bonked him on the head, dragged his body into a locker. He so easily forgot about it.
Yeah.
In a way that's like, well, you actually try to teach him how to be a better teacher. You know, it's like,
right. I was like, this is a learning lesson.
That was way too easy if just another student came up and he was like, boop.
Yeah.
And so this is actually going to make me sound like a hate teacher. Sorry. And you guys are working so hard and it's okay if you forget. So I will caveat that. But I am going to say, Juliet, good behavior.
Sterling, I hear you because I have two ears and I was listening.
Sure.
But the thing I heard was about the teacher. That really struck a chord with me, you know?
Yeah.
Teaching high schoolers, scary. I wouldn't want to do it. High school is scary. I hated it. I still have trauma from it. And the fact that he was in there and he just was like, hey, I just want to help you out because, dagnabbit, I love science. And he just wanted to help you. And then, you know, he got overwhelmed because someone asked a question. And, you know, sometimes when we're overwhelmed and someone asks a question, your mind kind of deviates and you're like, wait, where am I? What week is it? You know, we don't know what was going on in his home life, but we do know he had a passion. Right. Same as the other people who were taking an interest in you. They had a passion. And yet you were like, I see it. I recognize it. But we're already here, so we're just going to continue with this path. I think what would have turned is if you were like, hey, that was really nice of him to do that. I'm going to make him a pie or get him an ice cream sundae.
You are so on this.
I haven't eaten
Sunday.
And I'm hungry, and I also have a sweet tooth, so I'm just marrying the two. But also, you could have gotten him a coupon to like Massage Envy, because you know the stress of science talk is
massage.
Real.
From massage. A student, a coupon for a massage.
Well, no, not like you would get a massage. Like
this doesn't feel appropriate.
No, like to a brick and mortar massage parlor.
There's like, he changed my grade, so I got him a massage.
This is getting worse.
Well, when
worse
you say it
worse.
Like that, it sounds bad.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, you know, these people took an interest, and you did abuse that interest.
Yeah.
I don't love the phrasing of that, but you know what I mean.
Massages in return. Just they took interest
like
to a
cool
kid.
Like the girls did.
This has really
Anyway.
And so what do you deem her boy?
I am leading towards bad behavior.
Yeah. It was bad.
Whoa.
It was bad. Maybe that's bad.
Well, Juliet, we've actually come to a split decision. That is me good, Blair bad. And when this happens, even though I'm so sorry this podcast has gone so overtime, but it's almost done, I promise. It means that we are going to put 30 seconds on the clock and you are going to have to do a final plea to try to sway us if you believe you should be deemed bad or good to try to sway one of us. So Blair's going to put 30 seconds on the timer. Whatever you believe in your heart you should be deemed. You know, you don't have to pander. You can defend yourself or, you know, give yourself up for bad.
Okay.
So whenever you're ready, begin your final plea.
Begin.
Okay. I just want to start out by saying every stuff at home right now has been really, really tough.
Sure.
Yeah.
And I was having a panic attack. No. Okay. In all seriousness, I'm sorry to Mr. Lehman and to all my teachers I took advantage of and all of my classmates whose homework I looked at. Well, not actually the homework, though. I feel like that... I think school should
and
have
your time
homework.
Is up.
So I hope that helped.
Wow. That was a really compelling argument. Wow. I don't know which side you were trying to sway on that one. So that's
I'm
going to
be honest, I don't either. It seemed like an admission of guilt, but then a big pivot at the end.
Not that one work.
So it's basically just leaning to both of our arguments. So Sterling?
Okay, well, Blair, how are you feeling? Are you feeling swayed or are you feeling like I should sway?
I feel like, hear me out. I feel like it would be a good cleansing moment to say, hey, I was wrong. And move on, you know?
Okay. So you're saying bad behavior?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Okay, well, I will sway with you then today. So, Julia, I'm so sorry to do this to you, but you have been officially deemed
bad behavior.
Oh, now we have a really brutal punishment for you today.
Okay.
That we're going to throw into the chat. So whenever you are ready, you can read it aloud.
You guys, I am so sorry. I was trying to have a brat summer and look, I took it way too far. Instead of being so Julia, I was a girl, so confusing. So I just want to say, I'm really sorry. My only excuse is that I recently fell out of a coconut tree and hit the ground hard.
Wow. How do you feel? Do you feel like I maybe wrote this 2 weeks ago and now I'm like, it's not.
It feels pretty relevant.
Is it giving so July? I'm sorry about that. And I will accept my bad behavior for making you seem a little dated in your references.
Wow.
If there's one thing that I deserve, it's to look dated in my references. Yes.
Okay, good. Yeah. Juliet, before we wrap up today, can you tell listeners where they can follow, find you, any upcoming shows to plug?
They can find me on Instagram. Look, I'm on it. It's at Juliet, I think, underscore Prather, P-R-A-T-H-E-R. You know, I'm on Twitter too, I guess. And then I guess we can plug my monthly show. The first Thursday of every month, I co-host this show called Alice and Juliet. Try it on at Nico's Wine at 7 p.m.
And that's our show. Thanks so much for listening today.
We absolutely hate to do this. We hate it.
But it would mean the world to us if you can subscribe to the podcast wherever you get podcasts, rate and review.
Follow us at Bad Behavior NYC on Instagram and TikTok. Thanks again for listening.
And remember, whatever your moral status, we are always here to judge.
Bye. Bye.
Do you think that was good?
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.